Are you willing to step out and do something you're not qualified to do? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. When you're still learning and trying to get experience to do, well, kind of anything, it's easy to feel like you're not qualified, that you don't deserve some opportunity until you have the right skills and expertise. God doesn't look for skills and expertise the way we do, though. He's got all of that part covered. What he's looking for is someone willing to be obedient, to do what he wants, and to trust him with the results. Let's get into it with Unqualified by Elizabeth Cooper. Do you ever feel unqualified for something God has called you to do? Moses felt unqualified too. In the book of Exodus, God appears to Moses in a burning bush. He calls Moses to lead his people, the Israelites, out of slavery in Egypt. But in Exodus 3:11, Moses says, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And in verse 12, God responds, "I will be with you." Then Moses asks what he should tell the Israelites God's name is. And God replies out of the burning bush, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am sent me to you." Did you catch that? Moses says, "Who am I?" And God says, "I am." Moses is focusing on himself, but God wants Moses to look at him. Yet, Moses continues to be hesitant about his qualifications. He doubts his own abilities more than he trusts God's abilities. But God knows Moses doesn't need a laundry list of talents and accomplishments. All he needs is faith in the great I am. And like Moses, we don't have to have a ton of qualifications for God to call us. All we need is faith. And Ephesians 2 tells us faith is a gift God is eager to give us. He is the one who qualifies us, equips us, and works through us for good. God may not speak to us out of a burning bush, but when Jesus came and lived among us, he revealed that he is God, the eternal I am. Though our sins separated us from him, Jesus bridged the gap between us and God by dying on the cross for our sins and rising from the grave. So now we can be in close relationship with God, and we can talk to him anytime we want. Once we've put our trust in Jesus, we can know God has given us the Holy Spirit who works in and through us. Whenever we experience fear or anxiety about being unqualified, we can go to God with our fears and trust in his abilities as we continue to grow in him. Okay, let's talk about this for a second. Have you ever felt unqualified for something God called you to do? Once we've put our trust in Jesus, we can know that he is always with us and his spirit is in us. We can learn about that in Matthew 28, verse 20 and John 14, 17. How can these truths embolden us to do the things God calls us to do? There are certain things God calls all Christians to do, such as loving our neighbors and using the spiritual gifts he has given us to serve others. When you think God might be calling you to do something in particular, who are trusted Christians in your life who can help you discern God's guidance and dig into his word? Now, as you and I can read in Philippians 2:13, "For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose." And see for yourself what God says in Exodus 3:1 through 4:17, Ephesians 2:8 through 10, and Hebrews 11 verses 24 through 29 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and it's not the only thing we do. If you've got younger siblings, they can check out Keys for Kids Radio. It's an internet radio station made for kids 6 to 12, and it's got music and stories to get them excited about growing closer to God. You can show it to them on the Keys for Kids app or at keysforkids.net. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, why memorizing verses is important, and not just to win brownie points with God. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.